Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we are going to offer some tips to our cow-calf guys, cover some ways to feed our birds during the winter, and let everyone know about the upcoming extension programs. But first, for today's Did You Know? That 2 million farms dot America's rural landscape. About 98% of the U.S. farms are operated by families, individuals, family partnerships, or family operations. About 11% of the U.S. farmers are serving or have served in the military. 86% of U.S. ag products are produced on family farms and ranches. One U.S. farm feeds 166 people annually in the U.S. and abroad. The global population is expected to increase by 2.2 billion by 2050, which means the world's farmers will have to grow about 70% more food than what they now produce. Americans enjoy a food supply that is abundant, affordable, and among the world's safest, thanks to a large part to the efficiency and productivity of America's farm and ranch families. In my cow-calf news, being ready and prepared before the start of calving season can make life much easier for cow-calf producers and potentially save a calf. By the time calving season starts, you will need everything on hand that might be necessary and all the equipment and facilities in working order. Operators need several doses of colostrum on inventory before the start of spring calving season. Adequate colostrum intake is extremely crucial for newborn calves in order to gain passive immunity. Calves born after a prolonged delivery through the calving process can suffer from severe respiratory acidosis. Such calves are less efficient at absorbing colostral antibodies, even if artificially fed colostrum. The only disease protection baby calves will receive is from the passive transfer of antibodies through the colostrum that they ingest. Colostrum or colostrum replacer will need to be administered by bottle suckling or tube feeding within a few hours after birth for maximum absorption of the antibodies. The general rule of thumb is the sooner colostrum is ingested, the better, and calves will typically stand, walk, and nurse within 1 hour after birth. Bottom line is, if there is any question that the calf has received adequate colostrum, then we should administer colostrum immediately to the newborn calves. Calves that miss getting timely colostrum ingestion are much more likely to suffer from the problems of calf scours and could have a lifelong effect on general hardiness and disease resistance. For my backyard gardeners, outdoor gardening may fall to the wayside in winter months, but some bird species stick around through the cold. Food is a resource most lacking for birds during the winter, and they will flock to your feeder. Here are some ways to attract birds to your winter garden. Different bird species prefer different grains, but black oil sunflower seed has universal appeal to most species. White Prusso millet is the second favorite for most species. If you want your feeder to have a broad bird appeal, then consider putting out a mix with a high percentage of these seeds. If you are looking to attract a particular species, here's a list of common birds and their preferred seed. To really up your bird feeding game, you may also consider buying multiple feeders for multiple species. For our cardinals and finches, sunflower seeds of all types. For our dark-eyed juncos, millet, canary seed, and fine cracked corn. Blue jays, peanut kernels, and sunflower seeds of all types. Chickadees, tiff titmouse, nuthatchers, all like oil black and black striped sunflower seeds. Brown thrashers, hulled and black striped sunflower seeds, and mourning doves that are ground feeders like oil black sunflower seeds, white and red and golden millet. Everyone knows that winter's cold means the water will freeze, making it unavailable to the birds. A heated bird bath attracts birds in droves when all other water is frozen. If the heated bird bath contains a built-in thermostat, the energy usage is far less than people expect. In my extension news, the McPherson County Master Gardeners and Friends are excited to announce their first spring gardening program. That will be this next Thursday, January 27th, starting at 7 here at the Extension office. We will have Cody Kramer talk about trees and deliver important news about the proper techniques of pruning and trimming trees in our landscape. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I hope everyone can stay warm this weekend.